Tēnā, tātou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki Manatawa here on Onorau Mātoru te ia rere. We are going to be talking about meningococcal disease, and there are many reasons why we're bringing it up again. Some of you may have heard this morning, Hineani Melbourne spoke to Karen Williams this morning about meningococcal, and now we have Dr. Lily Fraser, who is a GP at Turiki Healthcare and does many things as well, but we wanted to have a kōrero with her about it, as we saw that a new Institute of Environmental Science and Research put out a data that shows the number of cases of meningococcal disease among Kiwi teenagers and young adults has increased by 88% over the same time last year. And we wanted to, again, have a kōrero with someone, not necessarily about this, but again, how do we prevent this? How do we identify and just generally what people need to do? But on that note, we have Dr. Lily Fraser on the line with us today. Tēnā koe e hua, nau mai hara mai ki Manatawa.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou katoa e whakarongo mai nā.
Kia ora. Hey, is this a surprise to you that there's still an increase or a continuing increase of meningococcal specifically within Kiwi teenagers and young adults in Aotearoa?
I think like what we've seen with a lot of infectious diseases, so diseases that spread from person to person, is that during the times where we had significant restrictions in place for COVID, where we had lockdowns or less interaction, distancing from people, a lot of our infectious diseases dropped. And so, you know, we think back to last year, we were just starting to see those illnesses coming back up again. And so I don't know if that's something to do with why we're continuing to see the rises, that we are really back to our normal way of living for a lot of people. I know some people still protect themselves with masks, but the majority of us don't. And so I haven't seen the numbers yet to know, like, are they higher than what they were pre-COVID? Meningococcal disease is still a really uncommon illness in Aotearoa, but the worry with this Māwiwi is that when we get it, or if people get it, they can become very sick very quickly. And so people with, you know, who could have been well within 24 hours can be very, very sick. And so that's our worry with it. And so, yeah, I think that what we see is with this time of year when our rangatahi are getting back to school or starting university and living, you know, and hanging out together in close quarters, we do often see a jump in meningococcal illness at this time. And also, you know, like all infectious diseases, winter is always the time because we're more inside, less outside, and we get a bit run down from all the illnesses that we get, that it's also more common in that season.
Tēnā koe. You know, I did want to talk about that a little bit more more in depth. You know, as you mentioned, tamariki have gone back to kohanga, and kids have gone back to kura, or will be going back to kura likely next week or the week after, or some have started now, but or kaiako, and everyone's preparing for tamariki to come in. Just again, if we could talk about it more in depth, how can whānau, how can parents prevent and identify meningococcals and āwhi their tamariki?
Yeah. So in terms of prevention, so there is a vaccination that is now part of the routine vaccination schedule for our babies. And like any illness, it's our little ones that often get more sick because their immune system hasn't developed yet. And so we start, it's called Bexsero, and it's part of the routine immunisation schedule for our PEPE. It starts from 3 months, and there are 3 vaccines by the time they're 12 months old. So that's a really important thing to protect our little PEPE that are the most ill, or can get the most ill. There are other people that can also get a funded vaccine, and that might be because they have other health conditions that make them more susceptible to becoming ill when they're exposed to any illness. But the main thing in terms of identifying it, so we all know that, you know, often we'll get colds and sometimes we get flus, and those symptoms, we tend to be well in ourselves a lot of the time. So we might, you know, still be able to get up and watch some TV and have a kai and walk around, talk. And so those are all signs that, you know, we've got a little illness, but we can still kind of do our day-to-day mahi, might be staying home just to stop it spreading at school, or should be staying home, spreading at school or spreading at work. But with this illness, people are very sick. So, you know, they don't want to get out of bed. They might have a headache. They've got fevers. And sometimes it can cause meningitis. And so with the meningitis, you might have a stiff or painful neck, and a bad headache, being sensitive to the light, so they don't want you to turn the light on or open the curtains, definitely not wanting to eat, and sometimes not really wanting to drink either because they're sleeping a lot. The other sign that we look for meningococcal disease is a rash. And so a lot of illnesses have rashes, but this is a specific type of rash. So we call it a non-blanching rash. So what that means is that when you push the rash on this, it can be anywhere on the skin, it doesn't disappear. So a lot of viral rashes, when you push them, they go away and you take your hand away and it'll come back. But this is like a little bruise under the skin, and it can be like tiny, like, you know, the size of a pinhead, or it can be like a big bruise. And so if you notice any of your child or anyone you know is sick and they've got a rash that's like a bruise that doesn't go away when you push it, you want to get to the doctors immediately. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait for an appointment. You find a way to get there. And with my GP practices, if somebody turned up and said those things, they should be triaged by a nurse and seen, you know, given some advice around being seen immediately, whether it's at the hospital or with the GP that day.
Tēnā koe, e hoa mō tēnā kōrero. I just wanted to go back a little bit, and apologies if I'm recovering this, but I realised, you know, having a listen to our kōrero this morning with that Hiniani Melbourne had with Karen Williams from Woodford House School, and even as you know, we work on the radio, but also I hear on other places and see messaging all the time about the importance of or for whānau to really look into this disease, because it's life threatening and stuff like that. And as you know, Māori and Pacifica make up in this particular case, infants, toddlers, rangatahi, make up a high percentage of those impacted by meningococcal disease. But I'd wondered what your whakaaro on is about what messaging we might be not getting across to whānau. And if it's not the messaging, then some of the realities for our whānau that makes this so difficult to be treated in good time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is those things about, you know, how sick is my child or how sick is my teenager. And so a lot of the time we think, oh, it's a virus, you know, they're okay, stay at home. And so it's those things that make you think this is more severe than what I would expect from just a normal cold. Those are the things, you know, they're not getting up, they're not wanting to drink, being really sore, sleeping all day, when they don't usually, and fevers, they will always have fevers with us. Those are the things that make me worry, and I want whānau to take it seriously and not wait. So because this one is moves so quickly, the sooner you get antibiotics into the system, because that's a treatment, it's a bacteria, you know, the less likely you are to have permanent disability as a result. So, you know, we've all heard of those people that have had, you know, they've lost limbs or fingers or things because the bacteria has cut off the blood supply to the, you know, the organs or the different parts of the body. So with this, time is of the essence. if somebody is identified as having meningococcal disease, then it's actually becomes a public health response. And so often people, well, what will happen is the public health unit will contact everybody that's been in contact with that person and give them, sometimes they'll be given antibiotics to prevent them getting the disease. That's how severe and seriously they take it. And so once somebody has it, they do their best to try and avoid other people getting sick from it.
Well, tēnā koe. Thank you so much, Dr. Lily Fraser, for joining us to have a kōrero about meningococcals. As much as the data changes here and there, it's always good to bring up this kaupapa and have a kōrero, especially a doctor, to tell us what's what. So tēnā koe, e hoa for having a kōrero with us this afternoon.
Kia ora and tēnā koutou.
There you have it. That's Dr. Lily Fraser, GP at Turiki Health Care. And, wow, we're lucky to have that kōrero from her. And you know, I was talking about messaging, just before that we wanted to talk to her because and some new data came out from the Institute of Environmental Science and Research, and it showed that the number of cases of meningococcal disease among Kiwi teenagers and young adults has increased by 88% over the same time last year. And